This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. Scientists and other workers at one of the nation's premier nuclear weapons laboratories face a deadline tomorrow: be vaccinated or prepare to be fired. Dozens of workers at Los Alamos National Laboratory are suing over the mandate, saying exemptions have been unduly denied and that their constitutional rights are being violated. Their lawsuit asks for an injunction to prevent employees from being fired while the case is decided. It also alleges that lab management has been harassing employees and has created a hostile work environment. The plaintiffs include nuclear engineers, project managers, research technicians, and others who have high security clearances for their specialized work. Many may be difficult to replace in the short term. Some employees have estimated the lab could lose anywhere from 4 to 10% of the workforce because of the mandate. The lab has not said what will happen to employees who refuse to be inoculated by tomorrow. New Mexico's state treasurer says the governor is overstepping her authority in deciding independently how to spend more than $1 billion in federal relief without legislative approval. In a Supreme Court briefing obtained yesterday, Democratic State Treasurer Tim Eichenberg has sided with a pair of legislators who say that the legislature's authority over state spending decisions is being overridden by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. Lujan Grisham has tapped the funds to replenish an unemployment insurance trust and underwrite millions of dollars in sweepstakes prizes for people who got vaccinated. Republican Senate Minority Leader Gregory Baca and Democratic Senator Jacob Candelaria have asked the Supreme Court to intervene. Eichenberg, guardian of the state treasury accounts, said that the federal relief legislation signed by President Biden in March assigns broad discretion to states on how to allocate spending, and that shouldn't be left to the governor alone. Small-scale marijuana businesses in New Mexico could soon have access to publicly financed loans of up to $250,000 in an effort to promote social and economic fairness. The New Mexico Finance Authority today proposed a $5 million line of credit to licensed cannabis microbusinesses in a presentation to a panel of state legislators. Under the proposal, loans would be made available to cannabis microbusinesses that can be licensed to cultivate and sell marijuana from up to 200 plants at a single location, operating much like a craft winery or a brewery. In legalizing recreational marijuana, New Mexico wants to promote business opportunities for communities that were penalized disproportionately by past criminal enforcement of marijuana laws. State cannabis and finance regulators acknowledged that challenges likely lie ahead in vetting small loan applications from unproven businesses in a startup industry emerging partly from the black market. An impending strike by the union representing film and TV crews could bring production to a halt in New Mexico. The Albuquerque Journal reports the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, or IATSE, announced yesterday that its more than 60,000 members would begin a nationwide strike Monday unless it can reach an agreement with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. The strike would affect about 2,000 workers in New Mexico. The president of IATSE Local 480, Liz Pecos, told the Journal there are 9 active productions around the state and the strike would affect 7 of those. This comes on the heels of a record-breaking year for production in New Mexico, with $623 million spent on film in the state. Union members say they're forced to work excessive hours and are not given reasonable meal breaks or sufficient time off between shifts. This is KUNM.